It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Bob Corker, and the president are embroiled in a war of words. Speaking to the New York Times on Sunday, Corker warned that Trump could set the U.S. on the path to World War III with its threats towards other countries.
Sometimes I feel like he's on a reality show of some kind, you know, when he's talking about these big foreign policy issues. And, you know, he doesn't realize that we could be heading towards World War III with the kind of comments that he's making. And it's like it's an act to him, and sure, that bothers me just from the standpoint of, I mean, I know that he's necessarily a warmonger. I don't believe that he is a warmonger in any way. Watch his performances. Yeah. It very much feels to me like he thinks as president he's on a reality television show. I don't think he understands that the messages that he sends out, especially when you take into account they're being received in other languages around the world, what that does. I know he's hurt in several instances. He's hurt us as it relates to negotiations that were underway by tweeting things out. And I just, it worries me. I don't think he's a warmonger. I don't think he appreciates that when the President of the United States speaks and says the things that he does, the impact that it has around the world, especially in the region that he's addressing. And that's it's concerning to me. A lot of people think that there's some good cop, bad cop act underway, but that's just not true. It's like he's doing The Apprentice or something, and he's just putting on an act.
Trump took the fight to Twitter, contending that Corker was largely responsible for the Iran nuclear deal, wanted to be Secretary of State, and begged for Trump's endorsement in his 2018 re-election, then opted against seeking a third term when Trump declined, showing Corker, quote, didn't have the guts to run. Trump's first ex-wife is getting under the skin of the current Mrs. Trump, the third one. Ivana Trump has a book to sell, so she spoke with Good Morning America, suggesting that as the first Mrs. Trump, she's actually first lady.
How often do you two talk?
Talk about once in 14 days. I have the direct number to White House, but I don't really want to call him there because Melania is there, and I don't want to cause any kind of jealousy or something like that because I'm basically first Trump wife, okay? I'm first lady, okay?
A spokesman for Melania Trump pushed back, saying the first lady, quote, loves living in Washington, D.C., and is honored by her role as first lady of the United States. That contradicts a Washington Post story in which the current Mrs. Trump sympathized with the wife of a prominent Venezuelan political prisoner, saying that the White House often felt as confining as a prison.
There's this piece in the Washington Post that describes how President Trump abruptly upended years of U.S. policy toward Venezuela. It came after the wife of a prominent political prisoner visited the White House. They met in the Oval Office, where the president praised her past appearances on reality television. After hearing her story, the president then typed out a tweet calling for her husband's release, going further than some diplomats had hoped for. According to the Post, First Lady Melania Trump, who was also in the room, said she sympathized with the conditions her husband faced in jail back in Caracas because the White House often felt as confining as a prison.
Despite reports of a deal reached by the president and Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi last month over the Dreamers or DACA program, the Democrats now aren't ruling out risking a government shutdown if the president and Republicans don't agree to protections for the undocumented immigrants brought here as children. Over a Chinese dinner in September, the reported compromise reached would include protections for DACA recipients in exchange for border security, but no wall funding.
Efforts to forge a deal to protect millions of so-called dreamers may have just hit a wall. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi said last month that they were optimistic they could reach a deal with President Trump on deferred action for childhood arrivals, or DACA. But yesterday, the Trump administration released its list of demands. On that list, funding for the border wall. you know, the one Mexico was going to pay for. Removing protections from children fleeing over the border, allowing local police to investigate immigration status, and limiting visas for spouses and family members. Pelosi and Schumer issued a statement saying, in part, "We told the president at our meeting that we were open to reasonable border security measures alongside the DREAM Act. But this list goes far beyond what is reasonable. This proposal fails to represent any attempt at compromise."
EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt on Tuesday signing a rule to begin withdrawing from the Clean Power Plan, an Obama plan that restricted greenhouse gas emissions from coal-fired power plants. Undoing the plan is part of the Trump administration's plan to revive the coal industry and boost domestic fossil fuel production. The federal government's waiver of the Jones Act for Puerto Rico expired Sunday night and won't be extended. After Hurricane Maria destroyed most of Puerto Rico, the DHS temporarily waived the shipping law that bars the island from receiving goods carried on ships built in or operated by other nations. Without the waiver, imports are expected to slow and double in price again. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without you. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.